Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Hologram Radio Show. My name is Cheryl Catherine Smith.
Mine is Ash Riot.
Ash Riot.
That's my name.
Don't wear it out. I'm a little crazy right now. We are late coming in because we had plumbing issues. And no, we don't mean our bodies. I was thinking that as I was... going to explain to the folks why we're a little delayed here. I have just moved, and my plumber, who was estimating the job to be 2 hours, turned out to 5. So that's why we're a little delayed. But here we are. We're alive. We said we would be.
And we are.
We made it to tonight's show is called People Are Strange. Thank you, Don Newsom. So, for so graciously starting our show for us and playing our hologram tunes. As it stands, we still have 6 tunes available on iTunes. Not anymore, not yet. You want to say something about our music?
I'm super stoked because we have some really cool demos. We've been kind of just jamming with some really awesome people and getting super inspired. And I'm really excited to say that... I'm really excited about what's coming up. Like, I'm really excited about... I've never really been this excited about songs that have been on the horizon before.
Yeah, I have to agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
I feel so blessed.
Mm-hmm.
So blessed. And just feel the magic and the music. And yeah, totally, totally playing with really great people. And yeah, it's been fantastic. I can't say enough.
And we haven't had much time to do music lately with Cheryl moving.
I know. My life has been about moving the last month. And my life has been about change, a big, huge change the last year, ending a long-term relationship and just kind of making it out on my own here with a lot of help from friends and family. And I must say that Ash's family has now become my family. They've been so fantastic. George is like my dad. And Jan wants to be my second mom, so amen.
Mm-hmm, amen.
A woman. Yeah, I've been getting a lot of really beautiful help from some really, really fantastic people. And
except the table leg.
A friend of mine, it was so funny. He's an absolute genius, but he was putting my table together. It was so funny. It's hilarious. Anyways, it literally made Ash roll on the floor with laughter.
He put it on backwards.
He put it on backwards.
I have pictures.
And none of us...
It doesn't even look like it should have happened.
None
of
us can even figure out how that could have happened. But
even like a really small child could tell, what's wrong with that?
Yeah.
But anyway, he's awesome.
He's amazing. I love him to bits. I always wondered about that. I love you to bits.
I'm not sure.
Does that mean I want you to just go into little pieces or something? I love you to bits, everyone.
And kiss a tree to bits.
Kiss a tree to bits. Yeah, don't hack it up with your chainsaw to bits. Kiss it to bits. We're excited, actually, about tonight's show. We never even got a chance to advertise it because I've been so busy. We've been so busy, quite literally not even having a moment to ourselves. And because there's been a lot of work that I've been doing to my place, and I've been getting all my help from my friends. And so Ash, too, has been really busy helping me out when she's not working, teaching her students. I want to put a shout-out to you all. So you know that Ash Riot is also a music teacher. And for those of you who are local, and you probably should start doing some internet teaching. Weren't you thinking about doing that?
I was thinking of it, but it's just, it's not really as as personalized.
It's not. But I mean, say someone in Brazil, if they want to get, you know, taught really well by you, why not?
You never know.
You can contact Ash. Would you like to give, what would you like to give?
Email.
Your email address? Give your email address. If you're interested in private lessons with Ash Riot, she teaches guitar, bass guitar, songwriting, singing, drums, eating candy while you do all of those things. She's really good at that.
Actually, I really am. I'm eating these candy crystals right now. Try one.
No, I don't want to.
Okay.
You're distracting me with your crunching.
So anyway, the coolest thing is that I get to work with kids every day.
And adults.
And
you've
adults.
Got, you've got adult students.
I was about to say that.
Oh, okay.
Kids.
You don't like working with the adults, just the kids.
Well, my oldest student was like 83. And my youngest student was like 3. But I just love to work with people and see them be inspired and equally be inspired. And that is a perfect lead-in to our show, People Are Strange. Not all of
no,
them.
No, you're supposed to give your email address.
Oh, yeah. AshRiot@rocketmail.com. A-S-H-R-I-O-T. @rocketmail.com.
Yeah, so if you're interested in lessons or knowing more about, she's based in the Surrey, British Columbia area. So she works out of that area. So if you want to make your way to her, she'd be more than happy to teach you. She's got summer lessons, but only one day a week.
Yes. In September, it's full time.
Yeah. So keep that in mind for yourself or for your children or for your friends. And yeah, with that in mind,
People are strange.
Ash and I were talking about the topic, and we are, as you know, big Doors fans, and Doors, the music of the Doors greatly inspires us as musicians and songwriters. And so People Are Strange, as you know, is a Doors tune. And the lyrics, people are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted.
Streets are uneven
when you're down. When you're strange.
It's a good one. It's an awesome one.
Anyway, we like the title because we've been talking a lot about, we've been having really weird experiences with people. Now, our great friend Rhea from Abraham's Metaphysical Books was mentioning about the retrograde and saying how, you know, lots of people are kind of off right now, but we sure notice a lot of strangeness, especially around this move.
Oh, yeah.
And
tons of like every day we look at each other and go, what?
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding? Did that really just happen?
Yeah. So I'm sure everybody can relate. And I mean, the thing is we don't go around thinking that the whole world is strange. Not usually, but it's been an especially strange time this last while. Mm-hmm. And we want to know what you guys are feeling and how you are relating to not only your family and friends, but also strangers. I'm finding that I'm having really, really odd, strange experiences with strangers, but they've actually turned out to be pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. There's been some really good ones too.
Yeah, oh yeah, I'm not negating that, but there's been some really odd ones. It's like people are
like
hyper.
Like I'm kind of like, are you even half here?
Are you seriously listening?
Are you living in another planet? But never know. But you know, like, are you just kind of on autopilot? Are you a robot? What are you?
I don't know. What are you? We welcome callers. We have posted on Facebook. If you do call in, we will offer you a free MP3 of a hologram song. So if you're interested in that, just give us a call in and talk to us about People Are Strange. So we're going to just relate a little bit about our last few weeks. Let's talk about that.
1, 2, 3, go.
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I've been doing a lot of, because of the move, I've been dealing with a lot of different companies. I've been dealing with a pod company who I want to do a shout out for them too, because in the end, they just really were brilliant. And they're called Pods, PODS, and they're Pods Moving and Storage. And I think they're based in the United States and they're all over North America. And the reason why I chose Pods is because I had, to get my place ready. And also, I was there was a lapse between the possession date of my home and the possession date of my next place. So I decided, well, I'm just going to get a pod. I'm going to get this thing delivered to me and put it in my yard and load it up with the help of, again, family and friends, and then have them store it while I paint and go crazy on getting my place ready. So anyways, they were fabulous. I just really loved the company. But what happened is I had an issue the other day where the truck, when he was delivering my pod, they were overweight. They got stopped at the truck, the weigh scales, and my pod ended up being super heavy. Now, it was a surprise to us all because I remember very distinctly when I asked about the pod, my dear driver Larry, who's a sweetheart, asked for Larry if you or Robert, he's also a sweetheart. Anyways, it was overweight, and poor Larry called me saying, the office said, I can't deliver your pod now because it's being stopped at the weigh scale, and we got to find a solution because we can't even take it anywhere. It's stuck at the weigh scale. And as I was saying, I'd asked him an estimate of the weight. I guess their machines aren't super accurate. He says, oh yeah, it seems totally fine, and it was all cool, but apparently it wasn't in the end. So that just was a huge disaster, or what could potentially have been a disaster, because it was all about timing. I'm all about timing. When I'm planning everything, it's almost to the hour in terms of, you know, when people are coming, when they're going, when this person, what, you know, the sequence of things. So it definitely put a wrench in my sequence, and it was amazing. The woman who was in the office, you know, she was very helpful and making the best efforts to make it work for me. But in the meantime, it was extremely stressful because it threw my whole day off. I had to go out and I had to take the key and I had to supervise a moving company moving some of the items to another pod, and what I had planned to be ready didn't get done. And so, it was a fair distance for me to go, and on and on. So there's that part of me that's going, right? Why did this happen? But in the end, they really took care of me, and it all worked out. But interestingly enough, it was, you know, of course, moving is a stressful time, and I'm probably right at the 9 out of 10 in terms of my stress level.
You're 10.
Maybe I'm even more.
She's 10. She is definitely 10.
And it was hard, you know, when you're trying to deal with so much, it's just hard to deal with the curveballs. So in terms of people are strange, it could have potentially been a very awkward situation because it was a big mistake. And it caused a lot of problems for everyone, not just me. It caused them problems.
But that was so mild compared to Kevin the plumber. Kevin Sears
of Plum Tech.
Kevin Sears, you suck. You suck, man. Kiss a tree, and I love you still. But this plumber walked out on the job, left the apartment toiletless.
Yeah.
He had a hissy fit and completely destroyed the shower.
He told me to destroy it.
He totally screwed everything up. And you know what? People are strange.
Well, that was very strange. I mean, there's been all sorts of really odd things happening just as a result of this move and our interactions with different people.
And maybe retrograde. Maybe Mercury or whatever. What was Rhea saying? Because I'm sure you people out there
As we get towards the full moon, as we're building towards the full moon, there's a lot of energy. There's a lot of wacky things going on. So it's not really a good thing to have happen when you're trying to move and you want everything to go smoothly. You want things to be delivered on time and plumbing to be done correctly. And
has that
not
ever happened
be left
to you,
without
people?
Toilets. Can you believe that? He came on the job. He was late. He had the building. I'm in a building and I had to make sure it was okay with everybody that the water was turned off. He told me what time he wanted it off and he didn't even show up till after the time. I mean, it was just a fiasco from the beginning.
When it happened, I'm like, what? What happened? Is that really happening? And if you people have had, you know, any experiences with plumbers or weirdos or good experiences like we're going to get into, call us, please, at 888-627-6008. Tell us how you feel about people.
Well, the thing is, I think, because we all have to, you know, we all have to coexist and we all have to live with each other. And, you know, you have your close friends, you have your distant friends, you have your acquaintances, you have your family members, you have the family members that you want to be close to, you have the family members that you just kind of avoid at family functions. I mean, it's really just about cohabitating and about communication and about being able to get along. And what I'm finding when I find that I have my strangest experiences with people is it's our communication. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everybody has different communication styles, but I think it's so vital. First of all, what I notice is a lot of people aren't listening to each other. A lot of people make assumptions. They're assuming what you're going to say before you even say it.
Yeah.
And then I find that I've been trying to correct people going, I didn't say that, or yeah. I didn't do that, or that didn't happen. You're just kind of tuning out. It's almost like people are kind of mentally doing their grocery list while they're talking to you. They're not even, like you're saying, they're on another planet. They're not even really here. Yeah. So I'm finding a lot of people aren't really focusing on being in the present moment.
Exactly. But how is, like, individuals, yet, you know, individuals who are trying to branch out and even communicate with people, what is an accurate way to kind of, you know, make sure somebody's listening? And it's not very appropriate to always be like, are you listening? Are you listening? But is there any techniques that you find works? Because I have that even with some students and I'm like, okay, did you listen?
Oh yeah. What I do say is I'm saying, first of all, I find lately I've been asking people not to talk over me.
I've noticed that too. You're talking over me.
Well, no, but I'm going, can you please let me finish? I'm making a statement. You're assuming what I'm saying, or you're assuming something's happened, which hasn't happened or hasn't happened in the way you think it has. Just let me finish my sentence. It's just a polite thing to do, is to allow people to finish what they're saying. What I have been saying is I mirror. A lot of times I will mirror. And what I mean by that is, I learned, actually, psychologists, they'll say this, if you want to find out if someone is, if you're understanding them, is you just reflect back. You go, so someone says, I'm so mad because Joe cut me off and then I got home late and the cat puked on the couch. I can't handle this day. And then you can just reflect back going, oh, you're having a tough day. What's upsetting you the most? What do you want to do now? Whatever it is that you feel in the moment that you need to reflect back. Mm-hmm. But if it's information, I always just kind of go back with the information.
Yeah.
For example, I had a woman accuse me of saying, well, you called me in a panic. I said to her, it wasn't me who called you in a panic, and it wasn't mm-hmm. even a panic. It was the pod company that called you. I had nothing to do with that call.
Yeah.
So these things, you know, when people are saying one thing, it's just saying, no, actually, this is what happened. I think it's important. It's hard not to get heated pretty quickly when we feel that we're being disrespected or we're not being respected enough or to be listened to. It's
inner
very
zen.
Frustrating.
Inner zen, people. See, for me, I have to say, like, we're kind of talking to a consensus here, but for me, you know what? I'm too patient. And she's taught me a lot about standing up for myself. And I don't know if anybody out there feels the same way, but sometimes it takes an example to kind of be like, you know, because you see people in your life who either get too angry too fast, or you see people who are too passive aggressive. You see people who don't say anything because it's just their style, whatever, right? It's like you need to kind of have a positive example of somebody who's getting things done, who's not really being a dick about it, who's just saying, no, this is actually what needs to happen. You're going, oh, that person just really rocked it. And it kind of inspires you to do the same thing. Even if you're in a music, like if you're a musician, you see a musician you like, you get inspired after you see them perform. It's the same way. Cheryl's been like good for me that way. I'm not passive aggressive. I certainly do stick up for myself, but I kind of just let too much slide sometimes. And I don't know if anybody out there, like I'm saying, has had that experience where it took kind of an example for them to stand up and be a bit more assertive. If you have, tell me, and we can compare notes.
Well, I mean, I've also got 20 years on you, Ash. Now, yeah. You know, you'd never believe that I was 7 years old, but...
But you know what? You're a mature seven, and I really enjoy being your friend. And once you get into high school, maybe we can even hang out a little more because you'll have a, you know, later bedtime.
Yeah, and I'll be able to drive.
Well, the driving thing, I'm so sick of driving you everywhere. You want to go sneak into R-rated movies.
I know.
You want non-alcoholic beer? Come on.
I know. I can't control myself. I'm
out of control. Control yourself, woman.
I've had more time to kind of, you know, learn my style of dealing with people. And I'm not perfect. And I'm sure a lot of people who have been in close relationship with me would tell you that exactly that I'm not perfect. And I'm fine with that. But I do know one thing about me. Well, I'm glad you're perfect.
I'm kidding. I'm not.
Is that I really truly do make efforts to get to the bottom of things, to understand things.
But you're very real.
Yeah. I'm so authentic sometimes I think it kind of freaks people out.
It does a lot, but it's, I mean that in a good way. Like so many people
don't. No, I like it. I'm not going to change who I am.
So many people don't know how to deal with you. Like, but I'm talking about that like in a good way.
Okay.
Like even like the pod people, she's like, oh crap. This woman named Cheryl really knows her crap and I can't fool her. Oh my God. Okay. I'm just going to hang up.
That wasn't the pod people. The pod people are great. That was the moving
company. The pod people. We love you. Moving company.
Yeah. 00 Movers. The woman
we
Miranda.
We sound like such bitches today.
I know.
We're just ragging on
the
everybody.
The woman Miranda, she was not really great at the beginning, although we finally were friends.
Moving is our life right now. So that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, I'm fine. I'll deal with when things are sincerely, like, truthfully I've done something, then I can deal with it. But if I'm being accused of doing something when I had nothing to do with it, that's pretty frustrating. And I'm sure everybody can relate to this because especially when you're in relationship, a close, like a husband or a wife or a lover, girlfriends, boyfriends. I find, you know, a lot of times when you've got that kind of a connection, there's a lot of misinterpretation that is potential. I'm noticing so many couples, just really kind of observing and there's so little said. Mm-hmm. And, it even happened in my experience, you know, and things are assumed and a lot of resentment and you're kind of going, what's up with that? Like, where is our communication skills? Let go of this resentment. If something's not going the way you want it to go, then talk about it. And if it's not going to go exactly as you want to, let it be a compromise. Mm-hmm. And this is what another thing is just allowing ourselves. I mean, I'm pretty stubborn, and I know that about me. I know that I could be very stubborn, and that's part of, you know, I've been a leader in a lot of different vocations and a lot of things that I've done, so I've had to stick to my guns in a lot of ways to make things happen. But it sort of trickles down into my, you know, it's part of my personality. That's why I can lead. But the stubbornness can serve me, and it cannot serve me. And I'm really making efforts. There's my words. I make efforts a lot. I don't like the word try. I make efforts because that's sincere. It's what I truly do. I'm not trying. I'm actually making efforts to kind of take a look at that, but also to acknowledge it, not to say that it's a bad thing, to say it serves me. Being stubborn sometimes serves me. And sometimes I have to, you know, it doesn't. I have to know when to kind of back off and just say, okay. And that's where I feel right now. I feel that I'm kind of in the flow.
Yeah.
With everything that's gone wrong. And there's been a lot.
There's been a lot.
I mean, I have this white rug in my place. And I'm painting with this dark, dark, dark purple paint. And I'm finished with it. And I'm getting up to go wash my hands and clean my brush. And as I'm getting up, my knee knocks the bloody paint over the can.
On a white carpet.
On a white carpet, no drop cloth, because, you know, I'm pretty good at being concise. But, oh, my God, I couldn't believe it. I laughed because I'm looking at this big, like it was a lot of paint on a white carpet, and I'm laughing because I'm going, I can't believe this. This is just more of kind of the same. And I'm going, okay, well, just don't panic and do what you can to clean it up. And I did. It took me a while. And my wonderful painter guy, Ron, he was
awesome guy.
So sweet and wonderful, wonderful man. And we'd be happy to recommend any of these people to you if you wanted to.
You live nearby.
Well, yeah, this is all in the greater Vancouver area. Ron is from Kitsilano, which is in Vancouver. Yeah, so he was there, you know, scrubbing with me, and it worked out. I mean, it's still, you can sort of see it, but it all worked out. Again, it's just...
We've dealt with so many companies. Citrus O, Double O Moving,
Pods, the painters,
independent plumbers.
Thank you to my former drummer, Brian Sharp, for recommending Ron. Yeah, this has been really about reaching out and asking for help. And the plumber I have now, the one that we were with this afternoon, he's amazing. His name's Jason, and he's from?
I don't know.
Pogo's Plumbing. And he works in the greater Vancouver area, and I can't recommend him enough. He fixed what Kevin Sears of Plum Tech ruined. And not only that, he was so gracious and very generous with his time. And I just want to say thank you so much to Jason of Pogo's Plumbing. And again, recommending him to people in the greater Vancouver area, give him a call. He's online. Just look him up. He's got a website. Pogo's Plumbing Limited. So it's kind of, you know, people are strange. It's taking the good with the bad. Again, I don't like using those words, good and bad, but you guys know what I mean when I say that.
Difficult it's and easy.
Taking the challenging with the effortless. How about that?
Call us. Call us and talk to us about it. 888-627-6008. Because if you call, you get a free MP3 and we're just going to keep talking. This has been our life.
Yeah, we're moving. That's right.
That's it.
I dragged Ash into my life.
this is it. Moving.
I made moving Ash's life too when it didn't have to be. But again, thank Goddess for friends and family.
Yes.
And where other people fell short, and I mean, I'm telling you, there was some. It was pretty hard. And the people that I expected that would be there that weren't. It's amazing. It's beautiful how spirit provides. You know. You know, even when the people that you're thinking are going to come through don't, mm-hmm. It's wonderful that the people that you're not expecting to come through, not only come through, but they shine. They shine.
They do shine. And I'm so happy that, you know, we do have people who, you know, like we've even had help, like even for my mom and my dad. And like my dad rocked it. And my mom rocked it. She painted some pretty cool stuff.
Mom rocked it.
Yeah, Cheryl's mom ruled.
My mom always rocks the cleaning. She's amazing. And my brother, he saved the day because he came in on the weekend and put my toilets in, the one that the other guy left in the hallway.
Yeah, that's true.
Put my toilets in.
Exactly.
So people came through when I needed them to. But one of the things that Ash and I are noticing is... I don't know, maybe as artists we're especially sensitive in being sixth sensory sensitive too. I think we're more in tune to energy probably than if we weren't. And so we're talking about how sometimes it's really challenging just to, you know, we talk about being in love in terms of loving all things, all beings, all people. Our music talks about it. We ask you to kiss trees because we feel that there's beautiful energy in a tree and that we can actually benefit when we connect to it. And we feel very strongly about the message, you know, just basically carrying on the message like John Lennon, you know, what he and Yoko were doing, Give Peace a Chance, where, you know, the love is the root of all of it. And as artists, we are honestly quite compelled to be in that state while still recognizing how challenging at times it can be. And I'll speak for myself. I don't love perfectly. Maybe I do in other people's eyes, but in my own eyes, I don't feel that I do. I feel that I can be very, have high expectations kind of just hoping that people will get it faster. And sometimes I get a little bit impatient, a little bit intolerant. And I know those are things that I have to work on. But I know that my heart is there.
But you do get, you have a lot of patience around you. And you have a lot of love around you. And even if you know what I mean? So even if that's the case, you're lucky that you have people around who really aren't fueling the fire right back at you.
Definitely.
And that's one good thing. Like, I mean, because even, you know, in my life, different people I've known, like, it's kind of combustive, if that's a word. Explosive. I'm tired, man.
I've been working her.
So it's been, So, I mean, that's one thing that I am really happy to see in a lot of people's lives, but especially, I mean, speaking personally, like, especially for Cheryl, because that's what you deserve.
Thank you. Yeah, it certainly doesn't work when you're in relationship or surrounded by people that are volatile or, it just sort of everybody feeds off everyone's energy. So if you're dealing with in relationship with someone who is fear-based or has a lot of anger issues, and so you could just actually act as triggers for each other, and you just it's just uncomfortable and very volatile. And again, just takes you back to that resentment. That's that feeling of resenting as opposed to celebrating the relationship, celebrating the person. It's so important for us to celebrate each other. And I just see how complacent people get with each other and how we take each other for granted. We take our relationships for granted. We take even our interactions with strangers, you know, recognizing that an interaction with a stranger can be an absolute magical experience and, you know, can be quite divine. I really feel that. I feel that a lot of my connections, actually, I feel every one of my connections is divine. Yeah. That's where I come from.
I agree.
So what else is about people are strange? You said you had a lot to talk about
today. Oh, I could talk about this forever. I'm tired now. But you know what? Like, I think the even when we're sitting there and trying to like think of a topic for the show, Cheryl just said, let's talk about people. And I said, yeah, because you know what? Like, I'm noticing a lot about the energy in the way people treat each other, which really can affect an outcome of a situation. It can even affect an outcome of a conversation. It can affect an outcome long term, short term, just the energy and the emotion behind the way that people deal with each other. I mean, seriously, like, even like, I'll go back to that plumber when he just walked out and left everything so destroyed, and the way he overreacted at nothing, that could have completely said, you know what, this is kind of not working for me the way this is going. Let's just talk about this and we can get through it. Instead, he's just saying he's leaving.
Yeah, or, you know, I need a break. I've had a hard morning. Who knows what happened to him? He obviously was in a high state of agitation. Yeah. But still the expectation, this is where we become people with each other, because the expectation when you're dealing with a professional situation, you're basically hiring someone to do a job. It's a whole different thing in that you don't walk off on a job.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you deal with people and you deal with the personality and the person as opposed to the job, then we can pull things out. And, you know, there can be a lot of compromise.
Being real.
Exactly. So say he had a really lousy morning. Who knows what happened to him on the way to my place? But anyway, say it was really lousy. His wife told him he was an ass. I don't know. Whatever. He can, you know, basically not explode, not blow a gasket, but he might just even say and be surprised by the reaction, say, you know what, I need a break. I need a half hour. I've had a rough morning. You don't have to get into it. Just say it's been, you know, I've had a rough morning. And then I probably would go, you know what, no worries. But we got to make sure that the rest of the building knows, because we've basically taken their time. I mean, yeah. This wasn't just about me. This was about an entire building of people. So I think it is important that we remember the humanity in each other.
Well, exactly.
And remember that not everything's going to be in your face, or not everybody's going to react in a negative way. You know, some of us kind of go ahead of ourselves and we think, well, if I ask for a break, the lady's going to tell me, you know, forget it. You know, I hired you for a job and she's already going to shoot me down. You know, it's amazing how our heads kind of take over and we don't even take the risk. We don't even ask the question because we've already decided the answer.
Well, that's what I was getting at. It's just like being real, because when the plumber did that, he could, like, what I'm saying is the way you interact with people and the emotion you put behind it, no matter who it is, whether it's a plumber who screws you around, whether it's a friend, it's really about being real. And even if there's emotions that need space to breathe, just don't go against that, because when you're not being real to yourself, you're going to screw things up. And I think that the best thing that we can do, not only for ourselves as individuals, but for everybody around us, I mean, of course, there's going to be times where you don't want to divulge everything that you're going through, or you can't.
You don't have to.
Yeah, no, you can just, you know, just be real to yourself, because if you're trying to suppress a whole bunch of shit, it's going to come out. That's just natural. That's what's going to happen.
And that's what I was talking before when we talked about energy. I said, you know, a lot of people, they might have darker secrets.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that the energy around whatever darkness you're partaking in, that energy is still with you.
Mm-hmm.
So you may even, maybe nobody on the planet knows.
Exactly.
But you're still carrying that energy. And when people are very sensitive to it, they can feel it right away.
And they'll react and maybe not, can't even put their finger on why.
I want to make a comment. I was thinking about this after, because we talked about the energy when we had our energy show, and we talked about how important it is that we recognize the energy of our thoughts and the energy of our lifestyle and the energy of our very being, right? And that people can feel it all. Like, we can feel each other's energy. We can feel the energy of a place, whatever. I want to talk about how when I was accused, there was a situation, again, I'm not going to divulge anything, but there was a situation where things come to me and I saw something and I was alarmed by it. And then I concurred with Ash, who saw the same thing without us discussing it.
So you did, be clear though, it's not a situation that we actually witnessed with our eyes.
No, this is, I saw it, sixth sensory saw it. So, and then I presented it to somebody because it was a safety issue, and it's a psychic thing. And the thing is that I was accused of, I didn't have permission. I was told that I didn't have permission to look into that person's life. Do you remember that?
Yeah, but except we weren't looking into
anything. I wasn't. Like, that's my point.
It's something that slaps you in the face. You know, it's energy.
You know how people will go into a psychic and they'll ask for a reading, right?
Yeah.
And so that's great, because they're saying, I give you permission to read me. I'm giving you $50, $100, $500, depending on what psychic you're going to.
Sylvia Brown,
$7,000. And I give you permission, but even in that situation, people are still kind of guarded. But there are situations where we can feel the energy immediately, and it's not even anything
it's
that we've asked
in,
for.
No.
It's walking into a room, and I see things in pictures, and I can actually, it's almost like I see it like a film. And I saw something, and it was extremely alarming. And then it's really cool to have a friend like Ash who also,
but furthermore, I
has this ability.
pointed out though that other people were also coming up to us saying the same thing.
Yes, yes, I wasn't the only one. But it's interesting that the one thing that was told to me is that I didn't have permission to do that. So why did I do that? And I was going, are you kidding me? Here's the thing. People are strange, because I was expecting something different from this woman, who also is very, very gifted intuitively and I just was quite shocked, actually. It wasn't something that I asked for. It's not something I would have asked for, but it's something that I experienced. So I felt a responsibility because I had seen it to basically say, you might want to be a little cautious around this particular individual. And I was told that I had no right to look into or to see, to read him. And the fact is that I wasn't reading him. It just came to me. It was an energetic force that came from him based on whether he was thinking about it at the time or based on whether he had been indulging in the activity that day. And I saw it. Yeah, so there you go.
It was quite rough.
It was rough. And I'm still, you know, these are things, you know, people will, this is the woo-woo stuff we're talking about. People will go, well, who are you to say this or who are you to say that? The thing is, bottom line, people are strange. We want to respect and honor each other, our differences, as well as the similarities. We can celebrate, you know, geez, this is where we have common ground. And we can equally celebrate, this is where we don't have common ground, but I respect you as a human being. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you quite frankly, I'm not interested in being friends with every single person because I don't have the time, but I'm certainly interested in always treating people well and being treated well. And that to me is the most important thing in my lifetime, is that I will have good experiences with whoever I do come into contact with, although I don't always. And it's how I choose to handle it. And not everybody's going to be receptive. Not everybody, you know, there's times when I'm friendly and kind and I want to, you know, be nice. People are just kind of off in their own world and they don't really want to even engage. And that's fine too.
And it's also about, like, no matter who it is, just throwing this out there, it's one thing that's been coming up for me a lot is patience, because I don't know how the heck I have such good patience.
Because you're a saint.
But I don't know. I seriously don't know.
It's part of your DNA.
You're weird.
Exceptional. You are.
Thank you.
Because it's part of what you've come here to experience.
But it's weird.
Part of who you are. I'm so grateful for it because, you know, you're one of those people that you're talking about in my life who bring me that kind of peace and calm. And
you
are definitely, you know, a huge part of my life. You're my best friend. We write music together. We create together. We help each other. You help me move. You know what they say about friends that help you move?
What?
Well, they're real friends, because moving is like the worst thing anybody ever wants to do.
I think her moving has pushed us to the far, far, far highest barrier of friendship, and it didn't even break us. So
there you go. See,
I almost did. No, I'm kidding.
I worked with a man once, a chef. He was actually Persian, and he lived in Germany. And I worked for Live Magazine, and I was promotions manager, and we did a lot of traveling. So he and I got to be buddies, and he was telling me how he. His father told him, his Persian father told him, he had met this German girl and he was living in Germany at the time. And his Persian father said, don't even consider her until you take her on a trip.
Wow. That's true.
And he did. He took her on a holiday and they got along well. And then he knew that they would be good together.
Wow. That's it.
And
that's
so here good. You go. There's some advice from my friend, Fred, his father. You know, if you want to consider somebody seriously, if you're thinking that you want to be long-term with them, go on a holiday.
Has that ever happened to you where you've been with somebody and then you go on a holiday and it just sucks?
I don't know. I'm thinking fast
here. Have you been, like, with anybody and you've gone on a holiday and it's just been, like, turns into a bad holiday?
Oh.
Because that's happened
well,
to me.
Well, yeah. But it didn't stop me from being with them.
Yeah. Well,
so maybe I wasn't wise. I don't know.
Well,
it's all good.
You have good luck now, but you know, I've had that happen, but not with, like, you know, person I was dating, with friends, and we just aren't friends anymore.
Well, you know, holiday. The reason why, what Fred explained to me, the reason why his dad said take her on a holiday was because. There's all sorts of situations that you will come into mm-hmm. experiencing that will test your patience, and you'll actually see what the true personality of someone. That's, you know, cool. Say you're in a hot car for 7 hours, or you can't find a gas station.
A hot car for 4 hours trying to get to Rona.
Oh, yeah, that was our experience. But yeah, that kind of stuff, just to sort of see how you see how a person reacts to stress, or you see how a person reacts to just being out of their own element. I think that was the main thing, is take them away from their home, from their safe place, and see how they react with the rest of the world. And that's basically what you're going to end up with.
I say that's a pale comparison to moving someone.
Well, yeah, but I mean, not everybody moves all the time. So you got to get them at the right time.
Like, wait, go on like one of those moving sites. If like guys or girls want to meet somebody, just put on there looking for like job of a mover, and like movers only for singles.
Well, you know, John's been really cool. He's been gracious to allow us a bit of extra time here because we were delayed getting here. So if anybody wants to call in, you still have some time here. Call in toll free in U.S. and Canada, 888-627-6008. Once again, call for toll free if you're in the United States or Canada, 888-627-6008. Our topic is people are strange. And you might even think that Ash and I are strange after this one.
Yeah, this is us overtired, overworked, completely sore in every part of our body, and hungry.
You know what else I was pondering as I was thinking about this topic and I was driving today? What was I doing? Returning curtains. And I was thinking about, I'm just such a big fan of people's stories. I love hearing people's stories because I find people fascinating, and I can learn a lot about life from other people's take on life and what, you know, what they've experienced. And I was thinking about people like Vincent van Gogh, and there was someone else I was thinking about who was equally. There's certain people that in their lifetime, I can't think of the other one because now I'm tired too. I was much more alert when I was returning curtains in the morning. But anyway, it was thinking about the people who in their lifetime here didn't have they didn't see how truly great and amazing they
Sylvia
were.
Sylvia Plath.
I mean, there's a lot of people. I could go on forever. And I think that it makes me think about not only how amazing I am, the fact that I'm here, and this isn't my ego. This is, I'm amazing because you are too. Ash is amazing. We're all pretty amazing. And just recognizing and embracing that, and in not only in ourselves, because self-love is vital, but also in others. And just seeing, for example, artistic endeavors, whether it's a painting or a song or a meal or a gesture like cards and flowers or whatever it is, when we have expressions that come from that part of us that just want to be creative and come from love and come from expression and come from sometimes even from our frustration, but it has to come out somehow. I think it's really, really important and really cool if we just kind of look at it all like it's quite miraculous and quite amazing. And instead of kind of hindsight going, God, that person was amazing. I noticed a lot of people are, you know, committing suicide lately, actually, musicians. It's happening. And I've been reading a lot about different musicians that are taking their lives. And it's really surprising me, actually, because, you know, from the outside looking in, I'm thinking they're styling. They, you know, they've got some success. They're still doing music. You know, they must have really great lives. But what is it that would make us take our own life when we, what is it about our expectations? You know, is it about our relationships? Is it about us kind of looking at the planet and saying, you're not good enough for me? Or, you know, people suck? Or, you know, I think a lot of it is people are disappointed in other people because we are disappointing. You know, a lot of us are truly disappointing. And I'd like to see that we all just kind of pull up our socks a bit and go the extra mile and, you know, be kinder and be more gracious and be more generous and be more giving and exercise love in action. And And I mean, I'm speaking to myself when I'm saying this to everyone else, because these are things, you know, this is the thought processes that I go through. And when I'm thinking about someone else taking their life and thinking that someone's at a place where obviously they don't think life is worth living and they think that death is a better answer, what is it that would improve their wanting to be alive? And I really do feel that life is about relationship. Life is about who we surround ourselves with. Life is about how we treat ourselves first and then others. I think a lot of people think it's about how we treat others first, but it's imperative that we have a sense of self and that we have a strong sense of love for ourselves and appreciations for ourselves, instead of, you know, saying, I'm not skinny enough, I'm not fat enough, I'm not tall enough, I'm not short enough, I'm not pretty enough, I'm not white enough, I'm not black enough, I'm not brown enough, I'm not purple enough, whatever. Just kind of going, you know what, I'm enough. And not only that, I'm more than enough. And not only that, you're more than enough. And I think that's what it is for me. It's just, it's a, it always comes back to appreciation and gratitude.
Well, I love my one of my good friends, Erin. She has this really cool tattoo. And it's right on her chest. And it says, I exist as I am, therefore that is enough.
And you know, I saw that tattoo.
Yeah.
Because I got to meet her and I saw her tattoo. I read it. And you know what my first thought was? Yeah. I hope you always believe that.
Yeah.
Because it's truly what it comes down to what we believe. It's beautiful. I love that tattoo too. And I truly, sincerely hope that she always believes it. I hope that I can always believe it, that you can always believe it. And yeah, just kind of instead of looking at people as being just a bunch of oddballs and just, you know, what planet are they on and what you know, what's their IQ, whatever it is that's going through our heads, just kind of going, well, I get to pick and choose my friends, which is really cool. I don't get to pick and choose necessarily the people I run into in on any given day or the interactions that I have with any company.
Maybe there's a lesson in that.
Well, of course. I think it's more just, it's about an experience.
Yeah.
And we get to kind of see in practice, in exercise, our individual humanity and our individual personalities and just learn to coexist, you know, just learn to coexist. So yeah, people are strange.
People are strange. And half the show was just kind of bitching, but you know what? It was needed. And we believe in therapeutic release. And I think that it all ties in.
Everything well, it definitely does. And I don't necessarily think it's even about bitching. It's just about sharing,
it's sharing
our experiences.
In.
It's been tough. And it's
you
been
get the
trying.
Real
and, you know, it's not... when I'm frustrated to a point where I know someone's not listening to me, I don't... It's really hard for me to go... I love you, lady on the end of the telephone that I've never met, who's basically treating me like crap right now. But, you know, again, it's just kind of standing your ground and going, this isn't cool. Don't, you know, let's just kind of come to some kind of place where we at least acknowledge that we are equally important. That's it. You know, it's not about someone being more important or someone being... greater than another. It's just about equality and respect and honor. And I really love the strangest of people, quite honestly, because I find the strangest people the most interesting. And a lot of artists are strange, or what other people would call strange. And I'm sure people refer to me as strange, and I'm okay with that. I think it's almost a celebratory thing.
Me too, I think so. I really think so.
To be called strange. So if you're one of the strange people, we welcome you to the clan. And if you're not, then I'm sure you are in some way, but just recognize that you're brilliant. You're wonderful. And just let's all practice staying in the love. And even when it's trying.
Even when it's tough, Kevin Sears of Plum Tech.
Yeah, that's not resolved yet. We'll see.
Or Miranda.
Keep you posted. Yeah, that's resolved. We actually, it was cool. You know, Miranda, we came to terms. We actually got to a place where we could respect each other.
Good. Okay. Hey, Miranda, shout out.
Bottom line, life is life. People are people. And we're all in it together. And we're just trying to make the best of what we have. And it's all pretty beautiful. It doesn't have to be drudgery. So focus on the beauty. And that's what I've been doing. It's been, I can't even begin to describe to you how hard it's been the last while, but I'm trudging through with the help of friends and family, spirit, and just myself, you know, staying within my own being. So we love you. We want you to kiss trees. We want you to kiss each other. Kiss yourselves even. Give yourself a little kiss on the hand. There you go. I'm doing it right now.
Kiss it.
People are strange.
Have a beautiful Sunday night. We're going to go eat some burritos.
We are. Take care. Bye, everybody.
Goodbye.